August Wilson's Fences tells the story of Troy Maxson, a former Negro League baseball player who never had a chance to play in the unintegrated major leagues. Now a garbage man, Troy's struggles have resulted in a bitterness that's threatening to tear his family apart. Illinois State University theater professor Duane Boutte is the director of Fences, which he says is a very moving play that touches on something all Americans understand.
And that is the desire to make your life and your family better through hard work. And also talent and the dreams that we have based on talent and that being able to take us somewhere. Well, Troy Maxson, who is the hero, if you can call him that, of our story.
And he's complicated.
He's complicated, but he is a hero because he's very much a family man and he's so, so deeply complicated. So on the surface, one might look and say, oh my gosh, what a harsh, harsh character. What a harsh father. What a harsh husband. What he is a man of great heart who is faced with challenges of discrimination, of not being allowed to participate and not being allowed to live his dream. Doors are closed for him. So the play actually opens in 1957. You know, that's an important year. It's when we had the Civil Rights Act. And it also is 10 years after Jackie Robinson is allowed to play Major League Baseball. So that color barrier is broken. But Troy Maxson is now in his 50s, and he did not make that cutoff, so he didn't have those opportunities. And by the accounts of his friend, who's known him for years, and himself, he was an extraordinary baseball player and played for the Negro Leagues. When the play opens, as a sanitation worker, he is really fighting a solo fight to have these black sanitation workers allowed to drive the truck, which is a job reserved for white people. And he's, you know, aging. I'm sure it's very hard on his body to be doing this at this point. And he sees an injustice in that. And we spend probably the first third of the play dealing with that injustice at work. And then the ramifications of baseball, which is so prevalent in American society, and him having to look at that and listen to it over and over again, and the stress that brings him, and how he then brings that stress onto his family.
This play is set decades ago, and you have a cast full of students for whom the 1950s might as well have been the 1850s. It's a completely different time. Are they having any trouble approaching the characters at all?
Well, I think you're right that it is difficult for a young person, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old, to understand the struggles of the 50s for African Americans. But these are all children who came from parents, grandparents with those experiences. They certainly understand and identify with dreams and with talent. And they do still experience from time to time barriers when, you know, you look at a season of plays and you're trying to find where's the opportunity for me to perform and show what I can do. Fortunately, here at ISU, every year we take a look at making sure that, number one, we open up our casting as often as possible in terms of allowing inclusion of people of all races and colors. And then we also try and select plays that honor the student body that we have. But they do experience it to their degree, and therefore that's their window into the experience.
Well, most of the windows that they have these days when it comes to consuming entertainment is through streaming, through their tablets, through their phone. And here we have live theater of a story that so many people can relate to based on thwarted dreams and relationships between fathers and sons and so much going on there. What can the live theater do that people aren't going to get when they're just streaming this story on their computer?
Exactly. Well, one thing is the attention span. You know, we're accustomed to getting those stories in small bites. Fences is a 2 hour and 15, 2 hour 20. We're still getting that time set, but it's a full experience in the theater. And we're performing, I'm so excited about this, in the Westhoff Theater, which is a very up close and personal experience.
There's no hiding in that theater.
There's no hiding in that theater. And so you are with that family in their yard, experiencing their troubles. And these actors are very, very true, and they're very passionate. And I'm excited for the experience of the audience, you know, getting to share that with the actors.
Duane, have you encountered yourself at all in the play?
Well, I encounter my family in all of August Wilson. One thing that was signature to August's work is his use of language. As a matter of fact, when August Wilson started writing, he had difficulty, and he says it was because he resisted the way that his people spoke. he didn't respect it in the way that he needed to and honor it as deserving to exist and art-worthy. And once he embraced that, his writing took off and he became recognized. So I find myself in the language. I find the stories of my father, who, you know, was a businessman in the 50s. I was born in the 60s. And has tales of struggle. I feel him in that. And as a matter of fact, I've had opportunity to speak with my father quite a bit over issues of segregation and what he can remember about the sanitation worker strike and all of those things.
There's a very strong father-son dynamic thread through Fences. What do you think Wilson wants as our takeaway from this play with regards to fathers and sons?
Wilson talks about the sins of the father being visited upon the son. Corey is one of Troy Maxson's sons in the play. And Corey has new opportunities available to him. And he finds himself being held back, in a sense, by his father's bitterness over his lack of experience and opportunity. So there's a rivalry there. And what we see is Corey being able to accept what has happened to him, which is his own dream of being a football player and getting a scholarship to a college being ripped away from him by his father. And Troy actually gets to experience breaking away from his father's, that's Corey's grandfather's, troubles, the grandfather having been a sharecropper and a very violent man who struggled to raise, I think it's 11 or 13 kids by himself because the women kept leaving him. So when a parent has a difficult time with a child, the child then has to find a way to honor what was good in there. Where was the heart of my parent? And how can I break away from the things that were troubling and separate the good from the bad and move forward in positivity?
That's Duane Boutte, director of Fences at Illinois State University's Westhoff Theater. Opening Friday, it plays through the 10th. I'm Laura Kennedy.